We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the Harbor One hotline is Radio.com Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins. Perk is brought to you by Star Market and the brand new Star Market at the Hub on Causeway, just outside the TD Garden. Perk, when we spoke last week, little did we know we'd have this god-awful reason to reconnect just days later. Thank you for being with us.
I appreciate y'all having me on, fellas.
How did you find out yesterday, and what was your initial reaction?
Well, my initial reaction was that, first of all, I was coming back from Philadelphia. I was covering the Lakers and Philadelphia Sixers game with Bron, actually, passing the great Kobe Bryant, and I had a flight, and when I landed, I had about 50 text messages, and I was like, well, what's going on? And when I looked, you know, it was a lot of family members saying, is it true? Did Kobe really die? And I was like, Kobe, what? Like, I have a cousin named Kobe. I just didn't know who they was talking about. So one of them was like, Kobe Bryant. And so I looked, started doing my research, you know, on my phone through social media. And when I heard about it, when I seen that it was true, I was speechless. I was lost for words. I mean, I was like, not Kobe Bryant, not the guy who I figured who's probably the most mental tough person I ever seen in life. You know, I'm like, no way he died in the helicopter crash. Not Kobe. He would have found a way to get out of that. He would have found a way to land the helicopter or jump out of it and fix it or whatever. It was devastating to me. I mean, it ruined my whole day, to be honest.
What was it like competing against Kobe Bryant? Obviously, you guys met at the biggest stage in the NBA Finals, but just for most of your career, Kobe Bryant was there on the Lakers. So whether you're playing him twice a year or happened to be in the NBA Finals, what was that like?
It was unbelievable. But the thing is, as an opponent, you hated Kobe. You hated him. You disliked him. And that's how it was supposed to be. I'm pretty sure a lot of people hated me, you know, couldn't stand me, but couldn't stand Kobe. But you had to respect him. He made you respect him. You, like, he earned everyone respect. You may not have liked him, but you had to respect what he brought to the table on the basketball court. And when you look at a guy like Kobe, it's not another person that has that mental toughness like he has. He's the only guy that I've seen, you know, that gets through adversity like no other. He turns a negative into a positive. He's built for it. Just think, him going through his legal case when he was dealing with that situation in Colorado, his life was on the line. Like, he was literally on the borderline of losing it all. Like, we could have been having a whole different story of Kobe Bryant, you know, doing X amount of years in jail. Like, it could have been that. And he was leaving the courtroom and actually flying to go play in games and dropping 40. Like, do you know how mentally tough you have to be to do that? I know people who, whether you're a basketball player, a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever you are in life, when you're going through something like that, there's that, like, well, your life is on the line. I know people who wouldn't even show up to work. Like, work would be the last thing on their mind just because you're dealing with a situation like that. And the way he handled it, and, like, that's mental toughness at its finest to me. And once I seen that, I was always a fan of Kobe's. But that took it to another level.
Now, Perk, you talked a little bit about, you know, just kind of Kobe Bryant and you playing against him and how you were shocked when it happened. I grew up a diehard Celtics fan, so, you know, the Lakers, they were public enemy number one. But I had so much respect for Kobe Bryant as a player. And then when you hear about it, I kind of felt the same way. I never knew the guy, never met him, but you're like, no way, this can't be, you know, possible. It's Kobe Bryant. Talk a little bit about his impact, not only on the game of basketball, but just the impact that he had on a ton of players, young kids' lives.
Well, I mean, just myself. I mean, just to touch real quick on the basketball part, like, when we was in the finals, during them Lakers-Celtics days when I was with the Celtics, you know, we had came to the conclusion in the locker room that we was like, you know, we're going to guard Kobe, but we're just going to let him get his, because the only person that's stopping Kobe Bryant is Kobe Bryant, and you got to pray that he just have an off night. And we was just going to shut out everybody else. Now, Kobe Bryant, the man, the father, you know, the husband, outside of basketball, I've grown to love this guy. And I've, believe it or not, my first interaction with Kobe was after we won the championship in 2008. I was in Las Vegas, and it was during summer league. And I remember I was going into a nightclub, and I was standing outside the nightclub getting ready to go in, and I just felt somebody come behind me and just bear hug me tight around while I couldn't move. And he was like, "What's up, Perk? What's up, my boy?" And I turned around, it was Kobe, and I instantly got chills. Like, hold on, Kobe just, I thought he didn't like me, man. Like, he just really just came and embraced me. He was like, "Man, people don't even know. I brag about you all the time, man. You the best post defender and best anchor I ever seen on the defensive end as a big. Man, I got much respect." So right then I'm like, oh, dang. Man, Coach Bryant just gave me some props. Like, here I am as a Celtic. We just went through a heated battle with you. And I'm like, that just made my day. So then after that, years go on. I'll go to OKC. We battle some more. And last, towards the end of my career, I'm in New Orleans. And this is during the time of his farewell tour. And so, you know, I make my way up into the locker room just to congratulate him on, you know, all his success, a great career, and et cetera, et cetera. And he tells me, "Hey, Perk, just sit down and let's talk." Talks with me for 45 minutes, just about everything, life, you know, fatherhood. And I'm like, wow, Kobe just like embracing me with open arms. Then the icing on the cake, he's like, "Hey, man, let's exchange numbers, man, and keep in contact." And I'm sitting up here like, "You talking to me? You talking to Perk?" Like, and ever since then, man, it was just like, you know, it's just a couple of texts exchanged here and there. And recently I had posted, you know, my 8-year-old son, Kingston, who just be doing his thing on the court. Kobe reached out, was like, "Hey, our friendship will go down the drain, man, if I don't see him at the Mamba this summer all working out." I said, "Shoot, Kobe, if I got to move to L.A., I won't disappoint you." But it's crazy because he changed the game. He don't know how much he affected everyone's life. Like, he started this Mr. 5 a.m. in the morning workout. Like, it is crazy. And just not to be long-winded, but one more story I read earlier today. I didn't know that the reason he started flying on helicopters was not to be, "Oh, I'm Kobe and this is to make the media." No, it was because he wanted to be great at basketball, but also wanted to be a great husband and a great father. So he told his whole routine. He would wake up at 5 in the morning, weights in the gym, you know, weights at his house in the gym. He would eat breakfast with his family. He wanted to be there to drop his girls to school every morning. And then he'll take his helicopter to make it to practice on time, do all his practice, workout extra, treatment. And then he would hurry up and get back on the helicopter because it was only 15 minutes to get back to his house, because he wanted to get to his car to go pick his girls up himself from school. That's how important it was. And that right there just, to me, summed it up about Kobe Bryant, period, just like all the way above. Because it was like that movie, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. You hate him, but you had to love him.
We're talking with Radio.com and Sports NBA insider Kendrick Perkins. I get the feeling that the death of Kobe Bryant put things in perspective for a lot of people. And I couldn't help but notice yesterday that you tweeted out, "Just wanted to tell you I love you, my brother. And whatever I did to hurt you, I'm sorry, bro, and hope you forgive me. I love you, bro. Real talk. And you sent that to Kevin Durant. Was that in reaction to the Kobe Bryant death yesterday?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, God works in mysterious ways. And that's how I feel. That's how I feel right now. You know, sometimes you beef with loved ones or you beef with brothers over the simple, craziest things that you shouldn't even have done. And we all make mistakes in life. But sometimes, you know, I hate that it had to be with the death of the great Kobe Bryant for me to open my eyes to see that, you know, the relationship that me and Kevin had or have for his brotherhood is bigger than that little Twitter war that we had. And you know, I'm past that. Like, I would rather, you know, not go another day with us without me nipping that in the bud and us working on building our relationship to where it used to be and not having that beef. And that's how I felt. And the reason that I took it to Twitter is because our beef was on Twitter. So just like the beef was on Twitter, I was going to end it on Twitter in the public to let them know this is how I feel. And I'm going to let the world know. I'm not going to hide and just send you a text and leave the beef up in the air. And also, you want to set an example for everybody in the world that tomorrow is not promised. So you might want to reevaluate people who you're beefing with, loved ones, and just, you know, counsel, because it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all.
Did Durant get back to you?
No, he haven't. He haven't. But, you know, it's in due time. I know Kobe was real, real important to KD. So, you know, I know a lot of people are still grieving. And, you know, people take it, you know, people deal with deaths differently. So, you know, I know all time heals all wounds. I know what KD Hardett is, and I know what type of guy he is. So, eventually, he will get back with me. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure I did my part. You know, however he go about it after that, that's on him. I just wanted to make sure I did my part.
Now, when you talk about Kobe Bryant and you see the footage and the game film of him, that, you know, the highlights, is, I mean, it's like thousands of them. But the one thing that stands out to me more than anything, and I was talking to my wife about this, the image that I'll always remember from Kobe Bryant was him sitting courtside with his daughter and just like explaining the game to her. And that moment, you looked at one of the greatest basketball players and you looked at him as not just a basketball player, a man, but as a father in that moment, like, you know, tons of us that have kids, and seeing they're just, you know, explaining the game to his daughter. What are some of the moments that really stand out for you when you sit there and you can kind of reflect back on your relationship with Kobe Bryant?
Well, I mean, it's a lot. Forget the basketball. I'm just talking about I was going through just my pictures and the pictures him and I had together that we took, you know, and just going. I went even went looked at his social media, just went down the line just of Kobe Bryant transitioning after basketball. I feel like the world's being cheated because, I mean, like the second coming of Kobe, like life after basketball, I think he was just about to take over. Like it was, and it was in a whole nother direction. He went from like basically as an opponent being the most hated guy to being like an icon, like a figure where guys were like, hey, man, I want to be like Kobe right now, man, the way he's going about how he treats his family, his daughter's always with him, how he's embracing the younger athletes and opening up the Mamba Academy. And even the effect that he has on the current basketball player lives, like inviting them, having them, working out with them from Giannis to Kawhi to the Jordan Clarksons, all these guys he's embracing and showing and teaching. And, you know, I just feel like that's the most thing. That's the biggest disappointment, in my opinion, to me, is that I was looking forward to seeing this Kobe Bryant after basketball because I know he was about to shock the world and so many and you know heal the world in so many areas. And I could see it, like he was he was living it. Like, you know, Kobe Bryant, like, this is what he do. Once he's invested in something, he gives it his all. And you just hate to see it. But my heart goes out to his wife, his whole family, his other daughters that, you know, lost not only Kobe, but lost a sister and lost a daughter. And Miss Vanessa, like that, I mean, you just can't get over that, man. It just hurts. And you try to find some way to comfort, but it's like, how? All you could do is pray for him.
Kendrick, I'm sorry our second visit in a week was because of this, but we sincerely appreciate you taking a few minutes to join us. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Take care. That was Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Kendrick Perkins.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.